An overtly silly and extremely frail comedy, Mama Won't Fly is marking its Arizona premiere at TheaterWorks. It is competently performed, but the play meanders all over the place and contains only one far-fetched and unexpected surprise that adds nothing except length to the ridiculous play. The simple-minded premise has a mother driving from her Alabama home to attend her son's California wedding because she's afraid to fly for an asinine reason. Her flying fear is because she can't sit for more than 2 hours, a non-reason for not flying because you can move around a plane. And the absurd plot adds the mother diverting the trip with her daughter, who accompanies her on the ridiculous trip, with even dumber time extenders. As if the story isn't bad enough, add the pair's discovery of the future daughter-in-law on the trip, as it adds even more stupidity to the travel plans. Mama Won't Fly is so dim-witted that there's no room for any real surprises, but one far-fetched plot twist further slows the absurd plot to an awkward crawl. Even though the play is only a couple of hours, it drags on for an eternity because nothing happens, it's so predictable, and the expected ending, with Mom making it in time, is so obvious from the beginning. But as weak as the play is, the TheaterWorks production makes the most of the stupidity as they try to wring a few laughs out of the piece. Daniel Shea's staging tries hard to make the play into a comic delight, but the pacing is dastardly slow because Tom Gilseth's set makes script-mandated fast entrances and exits an impossibility. The play pauses often while audiences wait for actors to trudge off and back on for another entrance. Nobody's fault, just a laggardly written play that should snap quickly but can't because it wanders aimlessly. Barbara Bain has a few funny moments as Norlene, the silly mother, but the rest of the cast does an adequate job without adding any comic snap. Mama Won't Fly isn't anything special. It earns 2 stars out of 5 and continues through February 16th. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.